I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Scott Mitchell. He's Alex Carey. And you know, as I'm watching this World Series, because I played baseball, right?
You're pretty darn good, yeah.
I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered, like, could I hit major league pitching? I mean, I'm watching these guys. The guy's throwing 100 mile an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder what that looks like. But it's not just 100 miles an hour. It's all the stuff, the off-speed stuff, and what, you know, could you hit a curveball
with some movement on it? Yeah,
because yeah,
I think we've all put the couple of bucks into the pitching machine on the very fast mode. You know, at the local batting cage. You know, where when I was a kid, it got up to 80 miles an hour, and if you stood in the 80 mile an hour,
it's coming pretty good.
It is, and you were insane if you tried to get in there as a 14-year-old like yeah. We did. You know, we're like, oh, I want to try to, and you might get a piece of one because they were so consistent in where they were going, and they were just those round yellow balls, you know, that are coming at you. And sometimes it'd go a little bit
sometimes
wonky.
Sometimes it kind of hit you.
Yeah, sometimes it would go a little weird. But, I mean, it is – when you see this guy throw 100 and then he throws an 82-mile-an-hour curveball, that's the stuff where, you know, you're getting paid in the $20 million range – or $20 million a year range. So, 0-0 right now in the fourth inning. And – yeah, Glasnow, this pitcher for the Rays, throws 100 miles an hour every other pitch. And then the rest of this is this off-speed stuff. So you have this battle of Clayton Kershaw and Tyler Glasnow, who you've got, you know, two aces on the mound. And
I've interviewed a lot of guys, Alex, like baseball players.
Baseball dudes,
For helmets off. And I always ask the question, so who was the hardest guy? Who was the guy you just never wanted to face?
Toughest out, yeah.
Every single guy said the same guy. Do you know who it is?
As a pitcher or a hitter?
As a pitcher. They did not want to face this pitcher.
It had to be Randy Johnson.
100%.
Because it's because the guy looms on that. He was 6'10", and he'd be on top of that mound, and it would look like he'd be jumping down your throat, you know, with that.
Right. I mean, he killed a bird, you know, throwing a pitch one.
I will tell you something that's really funny about this. So that happened while I was on my mission in Argentina. The bird getting hit exploded, you know, by Randy Johnson. And I got home, and I was like, I wanted to hug my family or whatever. The second thing I wanted to do was look up on the internet when Randy Johnson hit the bird, because I'd only heard tale of this thing. Yeah. And when you watch it, you go, oh, my goodness, it's like a Warner Brothers cartoon where the bird gets hit and it explodes. And, you know, in the cartoons where the bird would be naked, you know, like, oh, you know, trying to cover itself up.
Feathers.
Oh, my goodness, that's exactly what happened to this pigeon. This poor thing.
It was a little bit more dramatic than just losing your feathers.
Well,
here's why the guys said they didn't like facing Randy Johnson. It was because he was just a little bit wild.
Tiny but wild. And he was sidearm, too.
Yeah, and they just said, you know, I don't want to. It just was the whole look.
So he's a lefty.
His delivery, lefty.
Yes.
And the fact that he was just a little bit wild.
He had a vein coming out of his neck at all times.
Yes.
He was on the verge of saying every cuss word. Yes. You know, he was on the verge of cussing.
I don't care if I hit you.
And, like, he would strike guys out, and then he would point at him and spit, you know, and you're kind of like, this guy, even though he looked like, you know, a dude that would fix your
– he's the Aaron Rodgers of pitching.
But then now he's really funny because he's like this renowned photographer. And, like, in his career, he's been like he goes out and shoots baseball games. He goes out and shoots wildlife. He's like a real photographer. It's insane now, but – Anyway, we're watching game one of the World Series, and the question is, are you watching as well, or is America watching? The reality is they're going to benefit a lot from tonight, the fact that there's not really anything else on. And baseball kind of does this. You know, they sort of work things around in October to try to have a World Series around this time usually. And basketball is talking about basketball is talking about going January to all the way through the very beginning of September, right up against football season. As Cody Bellinger just hit a home run to make it 1-0 now off of a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. Talk about it insane. So it's 2-0 now. Excuse me. The Dodgers are up on the Rays in the fourth inning. But I watched so much baseball growing up, and now it's to think that they would have competition in the summer with basketball's schedule. And if basketball is ending around the time that baseball would be ending, it would be a real problem for baseball. Something that already has a bad public look because the Astros and the cheating scandal piling on top of the steroid stuff from the late 90s and on, and even to now or whatever it might be. The cheating scandals, all these things, everybody seems to be fed up. And then when you see things like two of the Dodgers players make more money than the entire Tampa Bay Rays roster combined. That is ridiculous. When you start to look at the disparity between these teams, and you can kind of go, well, I'm going to cheer for the little guy, right? For the Rays, the Oakland A's, these middle market teams. And I just, for the love affair that we have with baseball, we seem to not actually like watching baseball that much anymore on TV. It seems to have been lost on us now.
Where baseball was for me is it was this comfort. It was like the Rocky Mountains or the Wasatch Mountains are to people that live in Utah. You're from here, you live here, and you go, I love the mountains. They're just always present. They're always in my life. And that's what baseball, because it just goes on forever, right? And it's just there. And it was always this kind of, you know, genteel sport. You know, it was this, there was a pace to it that was like slowed down. You watch a football game, you watch a hockey game, basketball, it's fast paced, you know, and you're just, and baseball is just soothing, you know, there's this secure confidence with baseball. That's what it was to me.
I just look at
and now,
I, and now it's like, I just, don't like, I like to me, well, no, it's, now, it's a last resort. It's, right. It's become a last resort.
And now because people want their information quickly. Like, they don't want to wait 9 innings. They don't want to sit and wait in between pitches and then guy throwing over to first base and, you know, and all the strategy that's involved in it. And then you put on top of that, you put this whole thing of this cheating, and this cheating has trickled. It's kind of been really in baseball forever. But it's just taken some serious prominence through the years with the steroids and with the stealing the signs and all those things, and it was a sport that was kind of fading as it was, and I really don't know for the life of me if there is anything that can really bring baseball back to being the pastime, to being so American, so, you know, apple pie and all of those things. And I just think it's lost its place, or maybe we've lost our place. Maybe our values, our importance are on different things now. And so we just can't relate to what the game of baseball actually is.
We've got our polls up, and one of them is, has to do with this. It has to do with the World Series. How much you going to watch? You have the options of, none. I'll watch maybe game 7. I'll watch most of it, or I'm going to watch every inning. And 40% of the votes so far, just under 40%, go to none. People aren't that interested in watching. Now, you still have 30% say, I'll watch most of it. And you have even 14% who say, I'm going to watch all of it. But it's, you know, I think a lot of times we get wrapped up in the World Series mystique, right? And I just wonder how much of it is lost, not just in a year like this because of COVID, because the NBA title we saw kind of get, it got watered down bubble. And I don't know if the World Series will feel like that, but because certainly,
you know, we're spoiled, Alex.
For sure, we are. Really, are you kidding? We're having all these championships.
Pandemic,
yeah.
We should just be so grateful that we have sports. We should watch every minute. We should relish every pitch.
That's too easy, Scott. That's too easy.
I know, but we need to change. You need to change, Alex. You need
to grow up. Oh, wow. I just got... Yeah,
grow up and change and watch.
Oh, wow. So the love your neighbor stuff, you're starting to rub it on to me now.
That's
Is that
right.
what's going on?
That's right. Love your local baseball team.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Scott, the guy who told me that baseball's not worth it anymore, and then goes, you know what? Actually, you're pretty lucky to have this stuff. You know what? Alex, you should change your ways, man.
You watch it, Alex, and then tell me what happens.
Between this and The Bachelorette, I don't know which one I want to watch on the screen.
Tell me what happens there, too.
Take a break. More to go. We'll be right back after our break. News, traffic, and weather. We've got a true or false next, ranging in all the topics around the land. Stay with us here on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.